From WAIF Cincinnati, I'm Bernadine Zenny with Healing Works. Today on Healing Works, my guest is Ishtar, a singer, songwriter, dancer, and expert in goddess spirituality. And we are going to be talking about her music, her life, and the inspiration of the goddess, among other things. So stay tuned. But first, Healing Works is concerned with all matters of health and healing, personal and societal. The format of the show consists of guests, discussion, and questions from our listeners. You may call in at 749-1444 live or email questions to me at healingworks@fuse.net. Today, my program is pre-recorded though, so there will be no calls in today. WAIF-FM as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own or the views of my guests. The information obtained on Healing Works is not meant to replace care information or consultation given by your professional health care provider. Welcome, listeners. I'm Bernadine Zenny with Healing Works, and today I have a very special guest from England, all the way from Liverpool, England. My guest is Ishtar, and she is a singer, songwriter, dancer, and expert in goddess spirituality. Ishtar, welcome to Healing Works.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, did you have a nice trip from England?
No.
No, what happened?
It was really horrible. My guitar case got smashed up by customs. They must have been I had Al-Qaeda connections or something.
And, oh, no.
But I've had a lovely time and I've met some fantastic people. I did a talk yesterday at Wilmington, which was very successful.
Yeah.
And I met some very evolved and interesting young people there. So, so I've had a really positive experience of being here because the law of attraction is that I think if you are a certain way, then you tend to hook up with people who are, you know, like that as well.
So I would agree.
So that's kind of what's happened, really.
And you gave a talk at Wilmington College, was the talk on goddess spirituality?
It was partly to do with goddess spirituality. It was putting it within a context of economic systems. Really what I was sort of getting across was that most of human existence is actually being peaceful and feminine and matrifocal. So I was kind of looking at early spiritualities and pointing out to people that